It's Tuesday, June 8th. I'm Aaron Henkin. Coming up, Baltimore County voters will have a chance to lower the minimum required age for serving on the county council. And how do you feel about shaking hands? Will the social practice of the handshake ever recover from the pandemic? It's the Daily Dose from WYPR, our latest reporting on Maryland's COVID-19 response and the local news of the day, made possible by GBMC Healthcare. Maryland's COVID-19 positivity rate continues to decline. It's the third time in the past week the state has reported fewer than 100 new cases. That's down significantly from December and January, when thousands of new cases were confirmed each day. Since the beginning of this month, Maryland health officials haven't reported more than 150 new cases in a single day. More than 3 million Marylanders have now been fully vaccinated against the virus, and the statewide 7-day average positivity rate has dropped to near 1%. The Maryland Department of Health is partnering with community-based organizations to get even more residents vaccinated against the virus. The $3 million project will target areas that are vulnerable and underserved. Deputy Health Secretary Dr. Jinlin Chan said her department is focusing on zip codes from Baltimore City to Allegheny County with low vaccination rates.
It's really throughout the state. There are a number of the zip codes in Baltimore City, Baltimore County, Prince George's, but also out in Allegheny County, for example, Washington County. So it's really throughout the state in all regions. This is part of our effort to further engage our community-based organizations to help in this huge statewide effort.
At least 30 community organizations can apply for the grants, ranging from $50,000 to $250,000. Maryland residents on unemployment are being told to check their email. That advice from the Maryland Department of Labor, after learning of major issues with residents filing their weekly claim certifications. The state labor department says some people may need to reapply for benefits to be able to file their weekly certification before Saturday. Officials are adamant there are no issues with the Beacon system that the Labor Department utilizes for all of this. The bonus federal unemployment benefits will end on July 3rd. Voters in Baltimore County will decide next year whether to lower the age for serving on the county council to 21. WYPR's John Lee reports the council voted last night to put that proposed change to the county's charter on the November 2022 ballot.
Council Chairman Julian Jones says changing the age came up when someone asked him how old you needed to be to run for council.
And I said, let me double check. And it was like 25. And I was like, okay.
A check of nearby localities found a mixed bag. The minimum age in Baltimore City is 18. It's 25 in Howard and Anne Arundel counties.
Having looked at it, I just think 21 is an appropriate age.
If the proposal passes, the lower age won't take effect until the 2026 election. For what it's worth, the youngest member of the current council is Republican David Marks, who's 47. He was 37 when he was first elected. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.
As more communities hold back on their 4th of July festivities, at least one city is moving forward with fireworks. Catonsville says it will hold its annual parade and fireworks celebration. But instead of it being held on the date of the actual holiday, it'll be staged on Saturday, July 3rd. Organizers say there will be a day of family activities, and the fireworks display will kick off at 9:30 p.m. Are you shaking hands yet? Deciding whether to do that after more than a year of social distancing during the COVID-19 pandemic can be a big step. WYPR's John Lee reports on what the experts are saying and what some people are doing when it comes to getting a grip on handshaking.
Politicians are professional handshakers. Ask Baltimore County Executive Johnny Oshevsky to guesstimate how many hands he shook during his 2018 election campaign.
175,000.
Oshevsky says he's a huge extrovert, and in the depths of the pandemic, he missed that human contact. But he says he started shaking hands again around 2 weeks ago.
Just as I was worried it would never come back, it was sort of natural to start doing it again. So, and I think it is, it's just one more sign that the end is truly in sight.
Three, two, one.
Olszewski was pressing the flesh at the ribbon cutting for a new farmer's market in Essex, as was State Senator Johnny Ray Salling.
Are you shaking people's hands?
Yes, I am. I sure am.
Yeah, you just stuck your hand out to me.
I did.
But present Salling a fist bump or an elbow instead of a hand, and he quickly pivots.
Some people want to give the Udo elbow. We do that. If they want to shake hands, I'll do that also.
But even now, with more of us vaccinated and the COVID-19 positivity rate declining, is handshaking a good idea? In April of 2020, Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, memorably said this.
You don't ever shake anybody's hands. That's clear. I don't think we ever should ever shake hands ever again, to be honest with you.
Hands, after all, are loaded with germs that we're picking up all over the place. COVID aside, no handshaking, as well as mask wearing and social distancing, kept a lot of us from catching colds and the flu this past winter.
If you're going to bring your handshake back, just make sure you're also bringing your hand sanitizer.
That's Carrie Althoff, an associate professor of epidemiology at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. She says the handshake is safer if we keep up the COVID practices of washing hands and not touching our faces. So far, Althoff has been hands-off from handshaking. She expects that will change with friends and family she knows are vaccinated.
When we're starting to talk about shaking hands in a professional setting, when you're mixing with a lot of people, you don't know their vaccination status, that type of thing. I think that's where I put forth a bit more caution for myself.
I don't know if we know the etiquette yet.
John Michael is an associate professor of management at Loyola University of Maryland's Selinger School of Business. He expects the handshake is here to stay in the business world, but what may be different is that it will be acceptable to skip the shake.
People have gotten used to not doing it for the past year. And so I think people are starting to see that, well, you know, maybe that's not the only way to greet one another.
The handshake has been with us a long time. A 9th century BC stone carving shows an Assyrian king putting it there with a Babylonian. Back at the Essex Farmers Market, Kathy Hewitt is keeping up that tradition.
It's time to get back to what we were used to and stop being afraid.
But Christy Demnewitz says she wasn't much of a handshaker to begin with.
I've always been more of like a waver or a dapper.
Perhaps those greeting options will be part of the post-COVID new normal. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.
That's going to wrap it up for today's episode of The Daily Dose. We'll be here for you again tomorrow. The Daily Dose is brought to you by WYPR, made possible by GBMC Healthcare. Big thanks to the WYPR news team, Rachel Bay, John Lee, Joel McCord, Emily Sullivan, and Sarah Y. Kim. Our digital content director is Jamila Krempel, and our general manager is LaFontaine Oliver. The executive editor of The Daily Dose is Danielle Irby. Stay healthy, stay sane, and stand together. I'm Aaron Hinken. Thanks for listening.